Blog Talk Radio.
From the Living by Design radio show. I am your hostess for the evening, Kathy Holloway Hill, and I am so excited to have an opportunity to spend another week with you with the Living by Design show and talking about our 9 principles for rising when your world is falling and empowering your life to be the very best that it could possibly be. And I'm really excited because we're bringing back our Conquer Coach. We had a great show last week, and Ms. Danae Macklin joined us, and she will also be joining us again this evening because we're going to launch into part 2 of our discussion. But I just want to say very quickly that we would like to dedicate our show this evening to Whitney Houston's family. We want to keep them in our prayers, and we want to dedicate everything we're going to talk about tonight to the family of Whitney, family, friends, fans, everyone who absolutely loved her legacy that she left. And that's what it's all about. It's all about leaving a legacy of greatness, and she definitely did that. And my heart goes out to her fans and everyone who is really just stricken by the tragedy that happened recently with her passing. So with that, I'm going to move on with the show and bring my guest on, Miss Danae Macklin, the Conquering Coach, who was actually with us last week, and she's going to be here with us again this week. Good evening, Miss Danae. Are you there?
Good evening, Miss Kathy. I am here.
Great, great, great. I am so excited to have you back. We had a great discussion last week, and I want to just continue that discussion and pick right up where we left off. But I did want to give you an opportunity to, you mentioned last week that you had a giveaway, so I did want to make sure you got that in. So tell our guest about it.
Well, I appreciate that, Kathy, and yes, I second that. Last week was absolutely phenomenal, and I'm sure tonight is going to be anything short of dynamic, but the actual offer is to any listener of your choice, I'm going to customize and specially autograph a complimentary copy of the book, The Unstoppable Woman's Guide to Emotional Well-Being, that we discussed last week, and in addition to that, any listener who goes to my website to invest in purchasing the book and or any of the coaching packages available, they'll be receiving my brand new ebook, Emotional Satisfaction, The Power of Your Emotions, valued at $19.95. And again, that will be complimentary with either the investment of a book or any of the coaching packages there. So,
wow, that is amazing. I am typing your website address into the chat room. It is DanaeMacklin.com.
That is correct.
Okay, great. So please visit www.DanaeMacklin.com for that amazing offer. Thank you very much. That is very generous. And that's spelled DanaeMacklin.com.
That is correct.
Great. That is a very, very generous offer. So I would advise you to please take advantage of that. And even if you're listening in on the downloads, if you're not listening live and you're coming in through the archives, take advantage of it. Now, Danae, how long is that offer open for?
That offer will be open to your listeners for the next week, so 1 week from today.
Excellent. That is fabulous. Thank you so very much. I'm sure the listeners will really, really appreciate that. Now, Danae, I'm sorry?
I was just saying you are so very welcome. It is my pleasure.
Oh, great, great, because I absolutely love your chapter in the Unstoppable Woman. So, you know, I can tell you right now, for everyone who's listening, that is an amazing treat. So I would definitely take Danae up on that offer. And last week we had a great conversation about principle number four, which is where we are in my book, and that principle is about clearing the clutter, chaos, and confusion, which is a major part of accomplishing your goals. Is, you know, sometimes we get stuck in life, and, you know, you've been there, Danae, I've been there. I know sometimes people think that life coaches and professional speakers don't go through obstacles, but we all live in the flesh, and as long as we're walking on this earth as human beings, we all go through the same situations. Now, our situations may not be exactly the same, but they're obstacles still nonetheless. So obstacles have to be dealt with, and that's what I want to talk about tonight, Danae, because I know that's your area of specialty and mine as well. So we want to really help our listeners just get to the root of how to dispel all that toxic energy and toxic stuff that has built up and built up and built up. And we both talked about some of our things, and I know you talked some about your obstacles and challenges that you faced in your earlier years, in your past, and we all have a past. We all have a story. And as a result of that story, as a result of those life experiences that we go through, we get stuck with some of those feelings that have developed over the years as a result of a failed marriage or a failed relationship or a family member passing away or losing a job or losing our home or something tragic happening. It leaves residual toxic emotions, bitterness, anger, resentment, envy, self-pity, just so many toxic emotions just drain us, and it's like a ball and chain around our ankles. So, Danae, I want you to talk specifically from your vantage point and from your experience and your work. How can our listeners start moving those emotions out? I mean, and obviously, you are the conquer coach, so, and I know you always say that you can't conquer what you don't confront. And I love that. I love that tagline. So talk a little bit about confronting it and how you confront it and some of the things you can do to get that stuff out.
Well, I think the first thing is just looking at how do emotions shape and in some cases really inhibit our thinking. So that whole impact. And I think what it is to be conscious of it first. So often I find, in particular with my clients, it's so subconscious. It's not until you go through various self-discovery exercises that some of those emotions begin to really bubble up and bubble out. And so sometimes you really have to hone in and listen to your gut, because sometimes, I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but sometimes we can just be driving in the car or wherever we are, all of a sudden feel a particular emotion that was just counter opposite. If we were just happy a moment ago, sometimes certain things will just come over us. And we need to just stop and take a moment to acknowledge what it is that we are feeling. Or better yet, you know, one of the things that we briefly touched on is specific feelings or emotions that we have a tendency to develop over the years, like you mentioned, regret, anger, bitterness, envy, and just a multitude of different emotions that really shape our being, but shape our thinking. So we need to look at, again, is this relationship that I'm having in whatever capacity toxic or is it healthy? So the first step is evaluating all of the relationships that you have and then figuring out how to get those into, you know, really just going back and forth. You can make a list of all your relationships, and the first thing, is it checked off as toxic or healthy? If it's healthy, congratulations. If it's not, then you need to go ahead and evaluate that relationship, see if it's first worth saving before you just dismiss it, or if it's not, then you just got to get rid of that bad relationship.
I absolutely love that. That is great advice. And for those of you who can do that, I totally agree 100% that you've got to eliminate the toxic relationships from your life. And I know that's not it's easier said than done, I know.
Yeah.
You've been around those people for so many years. And there may even be some family members who are toxic that you can't totally cut them out, but you can minimize.
You know what I call that, Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I call that loving them from a distance.
Love it.
And I've had to do that, you know, personally, and I'm glad that you said that to the listeners, you know, that it can include family, because sometimes we think we're just talking about friends, but no, sometimes those individuals that are closest to us have more of an ability to hurt us the most, because we're so vulnerable and transparent to our family members in most cases. But, you know, I learned to do that even, you know, with a sister of mine, to love her from a distance.
Right. Right, absolutely. And one thing I want to make sure that listeners understand is that the way our subconscious stores information, it's just a function of our brains and our minds, the way our brains and our minds work. That's just the typical human thought process. What we do is store emotions in our subconscious. It just happens automatically. And the only way that we can remove those emotions that are stored up from our past experiences and events is to reshape our thoughts. And that's one reason change is so difficult, Danae, and I know you already know this, is because what we do is when a new situation comes into our life, whether it's by chance, choice, or crisis, that's how change comes in, chance, choice, or crisis, we rely on our memory. So if there's something in our memory banks that resembles this new change or this new situation that's happening right now, we dig around in our memory to try to find something similar. And when we find something similar that, guess what, turned out bad, then we start comparing that situation to this new situation, and that's why change is so difficult. So I want listeners to understand that process. So you are in control of everything that's stored in your subconscious, and the only way to get it out is to start new thoughts, new affirmations, new way of thinking, and start doing it over and over and over constantly all the time, and eventually that will be new stored information.
That is true, Kathy. I actually came across a term called emotion before thought, and it allows us to act on instinct and initial impressions when, let's say, we're threatened or in danger, and our emotions just provide us with an immediate reaction when there isn't time to just stop and think. In addition, our emotions can really direct our thoughts long term. So we need to be very conscious of the emotions that we have, how it's affecting how we react, whether it's either called you're reacting or you're responding, meaning you have the option to stop and think and then you respond. But typically, most of us, we go through life and we react first. And then hopefully as we get older, we learn more of how to pause, stop, and respond. Respond instead of reacting to some of those, you know, crisis or situations that we have. And you really just have to ask yourself, what are the feelings and emotions that are shaping my thoughts? And then look at that from the short term to the long term. And there are three steps that I practice in particular and that I do recommend to my clients. But before we go into that, I just didn't know as far as if you wanted to speak about a few other things there or go into a couple of strategies there for your listeners.
I would love to give them some strategies. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I call it harnessing the power of emotion. And the first one is being to recognize your immediate emotional response. Our brains are typically hardwired to feed us an immediate emotional response, as I just mentioned. We need to be aware of that and to recognize this initial response for what it is, an emotion-based first impression. We have to be aware of the thoughts that we are having and their origin. Where are they stemming from?
That's
secondly,
right.
Challenge your automatic emotional reaction. It is one thing to have an initial thought and reactions to a particular situation. It's completely another to act on them when we talk about the responding, which involves emotional management. So how are you as a manager of your emotions? The ability to act in a way that will lead to the most productive thinking and begin to eliminate that stinking thinking that we kind of touched on last week. So
right.
This means putting the brakes on. you know, that immediate reaction in order to consider that, yes, you do have alternatives. What do those alternatives look like? And my last, but my favorite, third step is act your way into a new way of believing. I love the philosophy by Nike, just do it. It's one thing to think you can do something. It's another to just almost step out there on faith and challenge yourself to do certain things. So you act one way into a new way of believing, then to actually believe one way is possible in a new way of acting it out. So, yes, you A, begin to think of it a new way, and however it is that you want to go from negative to positive, but not only think it, but how can you express it? How can you lead by example? How can you practice it? And don't be afraid. Just step out there and just do it. That's my favorite there. Just do it.
I love it. That is amazing. That is great advice. Absolutely. I totally agree. I couldn't agree more. I heard recently, I was talking to a colleague, and I really love this comment, and I just wanted to throw it in here, is that one thing that we have discovered about life is that it's the total opposite of what we experience in school. When we go to school, we get the lesson, and then we're tested at the end of the lesson. But in life, you get the test first, and then you learn the lesson.
I like that.
I like that, too. And I was like, oh, wow, yeah, that is an amazing
analogy.
Discovery. Yeah, exactly, because I had never really thought about it like that, and it's absolutely true. It's totally true. So, and I think that's one of the things that gets people tripped up is that because we have gone through so many years of school. I mean, even if you don't go to college, you go through 12 years of school, and you're used to that philosophy, that analogy. You get the lesson, and then you take the test. But going through life, we're not prepared for specific things that may happen to us, so we don't realize that we're being tested. And then after the test is done, if we can get through it and come out on the other end unscathed and realize that there was a lesson there to be learned and take the lesson away, it's a great thing. But if we don't realize that there was a lesson there to be learned, because there's always a lesson, then unfortunately we keep repeating it over and over and over and over, and that's how you get stuck.
That is a very good point. And I think, as I mentioned last week, in life, it's really, you know, yeah, we all like to have our selfish moments, but at the end of the day, it's not about you. And as soon as people, I think, begin to discover that lesson, it's almost like an epiphany they have. And it goes back to kind of the cliche, look on the bright side of the situation, which we are talking about. Because guess what? That lesson, it may be for you. Or that lesson you're learning may be for someone else, for you to pay it forward. For sometimes, how often do we talk to a friend or family member and they say something? And sometimes we may not know what to say, but then if we do the due diligence to reflect on our situations and look at what is the lesson in my situation or even someone else's, then it's that little golden nugget of wisdom that we have to build up kind of our own library of golden nuggets to pass on and pay it forward to so many other people to make a difference in their lives as well as making a difference in your life.
That's so true. That is so true. And I really like what you said a little bit ago when you was giving your steps about the just do it. That there was never a better tagline that came up than that one. I think it says it all pretty much. And instead of you talking yourself out of it or thinking yourself out of it, because you're always going to come up with words and thoughts to make yourself turn the other direction and not do it. Well, I'm too this, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too unattractive, or I'm not educated enough. It's always going to be some excuse or reason that you talked yourself out of doing whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. So just do it. It says it all. It pretty much says it all. And just like you said, Danae, when you were talking about your steps, think of a new way. I mean, you first have to be aware that you're thinking whatever is in your mind. Be aware of it.
And I think, like you said, you know, when we talk about the emotions, again, what's that trigger for us to think typically it's an emotion. We're not happy about, I mean, for crying out loud, yesterday was Valentine's Day. I talked to a few friends, one in particular, wasn't too happy about the results of yesterday. So again, that feeling made you feel something. In return, what then did you think? And if it wasn't positive and it was negative, how did you go about it? What were your actions there? So replacing negative thinking patterns with more constructive and productive thoughts are going to be those tools to really help you navigate life and really move forward in life versus, you know, going backwards in life when we talked about the past. Leave the past in the past. There is no use worrying about what you can't change. The past, I came across a quote by L.P. Hartley that said, "The past is a foreign country. They do things differently there." So we're not in a foreign country.
I love it.
You know,
is so true.
Enjoy the country that you're in now and stop trying to do things differently that, you know, leave the past in the past because you have too much to gain and too much to look forward to in your life to let your past dictate your future.
That is so true. Now, you mentioned something very huge, in my opinion, and I've got to touch on it a bit. Yesterday, Valentine's Day. Now, I want to just touch on this, Danae, and I know we could probably talk about this forever, but we're just going to touch on the trillions of influences that enter our lives. We cannot fall victim to the influences of the media, society, your friends, the community. Valentine's Day is I heard on the radio recently, I don't know if it was yesterday or maybe last week, that one day is an $18 billion holiday.
I heard that too.
Now, that's crazy. If you allow yourself to get caught up in all the media hype and everything that, oh, I got this and I got that, and it's just another day. And not just Valentine's Day, but all the media influences, everything that the media says you should be doing with your life, the more you allow that to penetrate your mind and penetrate your thoughts, the worse you're going to feel about what you are or aren't doing. You've got to limit that. You've got to. After I heard about Whitney Houston, I totally turned off all media influence. I turned off TV, radio. I didn't want to hear anything.
I did the same.
And we've got to start doing that as a community. If you want to reach your goals, accomplish anything, you cannot let the media, friends, family, any type of negative, toxic influences get inside your head to the point where it's turning you around. Okay.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things in that is see things as they really are. Even though yesterday was Valentine's Day, and in particular, you know, I'm talking to my ladies out there, we have a tendency to, as I say, read between the lines. Last week, and I love the phrase that I came up with, it's going to be a chapter in the upcoming book, but if the writing is on the wall, read it. Stop trying to read between the lines. So just because it's Valentine's Day does not mean, and then, of course, this is where the men come in and vice versa, it doesn't mean that significant other should act or do anything differently. I think that, you know, if they weren't doing it prior to Valentine's Day, who is dictating that they, on Valentine's Day they should do this? And I think that that's, at least for me personally, it's a big to show you if that significant other is not doing those special things or your own personal expectations the other days of the year, and on top of it you don't get it on Valentine's Day, then maybe you need to wake up, smell the coffee, start reading that writing that's on the wall. And also, what I like to give clients an exercise of, take yourself out the picture. If this was a very good friend or a very good family member, what advice would you give them? And if you're giving them advice different than what you are doing, then maybe your answer is right there.
Exactly. And then think about, and I know maybe nobody really wants to hear this, but I have to say it. Think about the ladies out there who, and I know you may think that it's just nice to get trinkets and jewelry and candy and flowers and blah, 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 but that does not give you the happiness. If that was what happiness was all about, I would actually still be married. because I had all of that stuff. I had every single thing money could buy, but it was a miserable relationship. It was verbally and emotionally abusive, and every time something happened that was verbally and emotionally abusive, his way of getting out of it was to buy a trinket, and that gets old. I mean, there are divorces in Hollywood just like there are divorces everywhere else, and trinkets and money and stuff just doesn't cut it. I mean, if you have to sacrifice yourself to have that and you don't really have a relationship and your significant other is always missing in action or mistreating you, what do you really have?
You know, Kathy, I couldn't agree with you more, and I call that the fairy tale syndrome. And I think what happens is, as women in particular, as we go through life, you know, we're taught that from an early age with the fairy tales. And, you know, we see the knight in white shining armor and all that good stuff. So we begin to get unreal expectations at an early age that continue to unfortunately get perpetuated and nurtured. So then when we become a young lady and, you know, women, we're expecting certain things that are not necessarily either A, realistic, or also B, where you've developed your own criteria for, you know, the man or the woman of your dreams. You're going off of a societal standard that's not even real, okay, because it's probably less than, you know, I think it was like 2 or 3, really I think it's 2% of the population that has that, you know, so-called, quote-unquote, happily ever after. So it's up to you to determine what you want your life to look like, and most importantly, what do you want your relationship to look like outside of the media, outside of society, and then build those relationships based on you and not someone else.
That is so true. That's great advice. And I also, we're coming up on our last 3 minutes of the show, and I just want to say that if I had to, because I know there are a lot of people who are listening to this, maybe on the archives or they're listening in live. We have a lot of dial-in listeners and a lot of people in the chat room. And you may be thinking, well, that doesn't really sound like me. You know, I'll help a friend and I'll tell a friend. Well, that's great. That's all well and good. But if you don't think it applies to you, I have one question for you to ask yourself, and this is a very big question. Ask yourself, am I happy? And one step beyond that, ask yourself, what is happiness to you? If you can answer those two questions, then that will tell you if this applies to you or not, because those are two very big questions to ask yourself, and then figure out what the answer is. Don't you agree, Danae?
I love those questions. Very, very, it seems like very basic, but very powerful questions
yes.
for everyone on this call, every listener to do.
Yes, absolutely. It is very powerful. There was a time in my life, someone told me that a long time ago, and there was a time in my life, and again, Danae, this is where your tagline is so appropriate. You can't conquer what you don't confront. So if you are wearing blinders, and saying, oh, I'm fine, I'm happy. I'm fine is not I'm happy. Happy
That's
is
right.
a very big word. It's a very big word. Look it up in Webster's Dictionary if you want the actual meaning. But if you can answer that with yes, a resounding yes, with no thought, no forethought, then you're good to go. You're on track for doing everything you want to accomplish in your life, and you're good. But if you can't answer that, then you've got to understand and realize why. Well, Danae, believe it or not, we are coming up on our last 60 seconds of the show, and we always go so fast when we talk.
I know. We'll have to do this again. I love it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have to have you back. Now, once again, give our listeners your website for those who are just joining.
I invite all your listeners to go to www.danae, D as in Delta, A, N as in November, A-Y, Macklin, MacKlin.com.
And your wonderful giveaway?
And the wonderful giveaway is one of your lucky listeners will be getting an autographed copy, but the giveaway is any listener who invests in themselves by purchasing a book and or coaching package will be receiving the new e-book, Emotional Satisfaction, The Power of Your Emotions, just valued at $19.95.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Oh, this has been a fabulous show. And we want to thank everyone for listening in, whether it's by archives or the live dial-in chat room or the phone lines. We are going to sign off for now on the Living by Design show. And remember, yes, time does fly, but you are the pilot. And we will see you, well, not next week because we will not be on the air next week, but we will see you on the 29th, same time here on the Living by Design show. Good night, everyone.
Good night.